Let's practice equal breathing in easy seat. In Sanskrit, we call this Samavriti Pranayama in Sukhasana. So to begin with, we're going to practice our Sukhasana, our easy seat, up against the wall, just to have extra support for our spine. We're going to bring the short end of our mat up against the wall and elevate our hips slightly so our hips are above our knees. So we're going to sit on a folded blanket, a cushion or a yoga block, and make sure we're grounding our sitting bones down into the support. We're going to cross our legs, so crossing the ankles, our back, shoulder blades, lower back right up against the wall. The palms of our hands resting quietly on our knees. We lift the front of our body, take our shoulders up, back and down. Tuck the chin slightly, drawing the ears back, lengthening the back of the neck. Reaching up through the crown of the head, sitting up nice and tall. Eyes closed, so just relaxing the eyelids against each other. Lips resting lightly against each other, the teeth slightly parted. The forehead relaxed, the eyes relaxed, the cheeks relaxed, the jaw relaxed, the neck and shoulders relaxed. The whole body relaxed and supported by the wall. If you do find the wall is a bit cold, you could place a blanket around your shoulders or place a cushion between your back and the wall. As soon as you're comfortable, move your awareness to your breath and just start watching the pathway of the breath. Watching the breath flow into the body through the nostrils and watching the breath leaving the body again through the nostrils. Allowing the belly to be soft as the breath moves into the body, the belly expands. And then as we exhale, just lightly drawing the belly button back towards the spine. Just allowing the breath to move the abdomen and redirecting the breath into the lower belly. Being aware of all the qualities of the breath. Is the breath fast or slow? Smooth or shaky? Whatever the breath is right now, just allow the breath to be where it needs to be. And as we watch the breath starts to settle down and relax of its own accord. Then let's use counting to figure out the length of our inhalation and the length of our exhalation. Maybe we are inhaling to a count of 5 and exhaling to a count of 3. Maybe it's the other way around. Whatever the case, just be aware of the length of the inhalation and the length of the exhalation. Then let's gradually start to get the shorter part of the breath to lengthen up so that it's the same length as the longer part of the breath. So if our inhalation is a count of 5, exhalation a count of 3, we're going to gradually add an extra count to our exhalation every few breaths to bring both the inhalation and the exhalation up to a count of 5. If you find it's difficult to exhale to a count of 5, perhaps you want to shorten both the inhalation and the exhalation. As long as we have an inhalation and an exhalation of the same length. Inhaling perhaps to a count of 4 and exhaling to a count of 4. And as the breath starts relaxing and releasing and settling, you may want to add an extra count to both the inhalation and exhalation. Aiming for an inhalation exhalation of a count of 6 or a count of 10. As long as the breath is not strained, as long as it is comfortable to breathe in and out to this number. We don't want to send the body into a panic by forcing the breath to be longer than what it comfortably can be. So equalizing the breath. Perhaps spend 5 to 10 minutes breathing in this fashion, or count about 20 breaths. All depends on how much time you have for this exercise. And then once you've completed the chosen number of breaths, you can leave the counting and return to normal breathing. Once again, just watching the breath flowing in and out of the body. Perhaps noticing how peaceful the mind and the body feels right now. Also perhaps feeling an increased awareness and an increased connection to your mind and body and to your breath. The Samavriti, the equal breath, is a very calming breath, soothing for the mind and the body, helps to calm the central nervous system. It's also the kind of breathing which we like to practice during our asana practice. So when we practice our postures, whenever we move our awareness to our breath, we want to practice equal breath, equal inhalations and equal exhalations. So we start here by practicing in Sukhasana, our easy seat, sitting crossed legs. And then as we master our postures, we start to incorporate our Samavriti, our equal breath, with our asana practice. So just spend a few moments being here, in your body, with your breath. And if you found that your legs became numb or you became very uncomfortable in the seated position, it's perfectly okay to straighten your legs out and shake them out or change the cross of your legs. And if you really felt uncomfortable with terrible upper back pain or low back pain, tense neck and shoulders, then rather choose to practice the equal breathing lying down. Perhaps lying flat on your yoga mat, on your back, with a bolster or a rolled up blanket underneath your knees. As soon as you're ready, lightly flutter the eyelids open and become aware of your surroundings.